Welcome to Perspectives on Health and Tech, a podcast by Cerner. This is a special series we're calling Code Talks that highlights innovation and healthcare. Each episode will feature leaders in healthcare who are using data for application and system design, operations, security, and user experience. These leaders will also highlight their use of Cerner's open platforms for innovation.
This is, or I am, Corey Costley. I'm Amwell's Senior Vice President of our hospital product line. And what that means is I get to get up every day and help Amwell think about how we deliver telehealth solutions for our health system clients. And that has been an exciting way to start my day for close to a decade now. I've been with Amwell for almost 2.5 years, and that came as part of an acquisition. I was a co-founder of a telemedicine startup called Avizia, and we primarily focused on acute telemedicine. So we had devices and software that health systems would use to provide access to their specialists in their networks and other networks. And that company was acquired by Amwell, as I mentioned, about 2.5 years ago. And at Amwell, we have a vision that digital healthcare can help transform the way we work and deliver health today. And our mission is to make sure that we're delivering products and solutions that can do that and create better outcomes and improve efficiencies and lower costs. We see a key part of that being partnering with great organizations like Cerner, and within that partnership, making sure that our solutions are complementary to one another and work effectively. And that's one of the things that gets me really excited about APIs and integrations is that, you know, at the core, I think we're all creators and in some form or fashion enjoyed, whether it was using Legos or building forts with sticks or constructing new clothes with material, that I feel like APIs and integrations are the modern technology way of that creation and providing all of us, including our clients, health systems, tools to put together and build and create new solutions to help improve healthcare. So it's been an exciting journey and looking forward to the future. So let me give you a little bit more context on the offering we have today that's highly integrated into EHRs, and that's Amwell's Connect EHR solution. The impetus for this is all good product and solutions are triggered by a need that we saw working with our health system clients. And the need that they were seeing is they needed a tool that didn't care about use case necessarily. You know, typically when we think about telemedicine, there are two types of use cases. There's a direct-to-patient use case where a provider is trying to talk to a patient using the patient's mobile device or desktop of the patient's device. And then provider-to-provider, where it's a remote provider reaching out to consult with a local provider who's working with the patient. And so we saw a need that was triggered that was a solution to meet those telemedicine needs regardless of the use case and could be used inside of patient context and even potentially outside of a patient context and outside of a workflow. So, you know, both a tool that could be used with structure and with unstructured telemedicine synchronous visits. So enter the thoughts around Connect EHR and if that's the need. The solution is embeddable inside of EHRs. So with Cerner, for example, we have a smart on fire app that is embedded and with other EHRs, a similar approach there. And again, I think that's critical to make sure we're doing as much as possible to make it embeddable in the EHRs. That's where the providers are spending a large portion of their time, if not the majority of their time. And we want to make sure barriers to adoption are low to meet a specified need. And a key part of that is meeting the providers where they are in the EHR. So that was a key part. And yes, it's about providing our clients for sure with building blocks and to create innovative solutions and new ways of looking at the world and delivering healthcare. But it's also removing obstacles to adoption and leveraging existing assets and existing workflows. So I think that's another big benefit of APIs and integrations. And so Connect EHR from Amwell does that. It's embedded in the EHR, removes some of those big challenges to adoption, and gives the providers, empowers them with a way to contact patients and whoever else they might need in a synchronous telemedicine visit. So for example, in Cerner, a provider can log in and either through a scheduled way can see which patients are scheduled for direct-to-patient consults, select the patient, start the video visit, and send an invite to the patient if needed, and or anyone else they want to join through an email or text invite. And those are no app required for anyone joining that session. It's all WebRTC web-based. So folks do not need to download apps to participate and be part of the consult. And they can use that that solution to perform a consult and help engage with the patients. Connect EHR is also compatible with our Amwell devices. So for provider-to-provider use cases, providers can use it to consult with local providers who may be working with a patient in a clinical setting, clinical environment as well. And I think it's been exciting to see how health systems have used the tool. We anticipated that it would have some strong usage, but we've actually seen even more significant usage and expansion of use cases. So we have a health system, for example, in the Northeast that's using Connect EHR to consult and interact with their own employees for their healthcare needs. And that's been exciting to see some significant growth there. We've also seen significant growth, as I mentioned, in the breadth of use cases. We have a health system that we work with in the Midwest that's using Connect EHR to provide pediatric specialty consultations and to various different settings. Some of them are school-based and where there may be a device in a nurse's office for those that are back in schools. And as well as just curbside consultations with local providers as they might have questions for the pediatricians and just make it an easy way to get a hold of them. So lots of different ways that we're seeing Connect EHR used today, which again is exciting for us, right? And comes back to this point of trying to be innovative in, yes, delivering on a particular need with a solution, but also ideally delivering that solution in such a way that it can be flexible and be used for different use cases and potentially even other needs that our health system clients might have. So an exciting space, telemedicine, healthcare, and API community and app development community, coupled with EHRs like Cerner and what they're doing. I think a lot of transformation has happened in a much faster way than we thought, given COVID. It drove a lot of acceleration of adoption and innovation in the space. I think from one article that I read recently, there's been like a 26% jump year over year in investment, just dollars in the space, and a lot of opportunity for innovation. I think healthcare has been top of mind for the U.S. as a country for years, maybe even decades now, given how much of our GDP it makes up. And how much we spend on it and all the things we've been talking about, rising costs and how to improve accessibility and equality and access to care. And so it's ripe for innovation and there's a big appetite for it. And I think COVID's done some great things to help accelerate that. We see grants coming out from the FCC regularly, $100 million grants plus infused into the health systems and health plans and other healthcare players that's helping fuel that adoption and demand, which is exciting. We've seen a reduction and or in regulation, so breaking down some of the barriers with, for example, cross-state licensure and other things, as well as improvements in reimbursement, all to say that there is a lot of demand in the marketplace, and barriers that have potentially been in place to adoption of new innovative solutions and applications, especially those embedded into the EHRs like Cerner, are decreasing. Those barriers are decreasing and things are being accelerated. So very exciting time in the space. And I think, you know, one advantage of the app and API approach is that it's typically what can be another barrier to adoption is just awareness and for health systems in particular, getting them up to speed and getting things integrated is, and implementations always come up as a question mark. And by taking advantage of apps and APIs, for example, Cerner's Smart on Fire program, you can overcome a lot of those challenges and barriers and accelerate getting awareness, getting integration and adoption and usage in a much more seamless fashion and have that impact. We all know that care over time needs to move more and more into our homes. And I think COVID's shown this that as well in the pandemic. And that's going to continue happening, that engagement with patients in their homes. And that's going to require a significant amount of innovation. At the same time, the providers providing that care are more and more in the EHRs. And one of the frameworks I use to think about this or explain it or metaphors or analogies is that the EHRs are basically the operating systems of our health systems. And what we're trying to do is plug in additional apps and connection points into that operating system and leverage what's there as much as possible. So care's moving home. We need to be more proactive about care and ideally less reactive. So I think moving forward, wearables and sensors and other things that are taking off and the consumers are using will be more and more important to how patients work with their care teams to manage their health and to drive towards improved outcomes. At Amwell, we are tracking those innovations closely, as well as working on some of our own in that space. And I'm excited about that proactive or moving to more of a proactive nature and what that can mean for outcomes and quality of life for the patients and improve just outcome and results for the healthcare providers that dedicate their lives to helping make other lives even better. So a lot of exciting times ahead, and it'll be interesting to see again what happens with the pandemic over time. I do know the FCC is continuing to infuse grants and other things into the space for the health systems to use to adopt new technologies and new innovations, which I think will help fuel this wave that we've seen of quick adoption and other things. And you know, some of the things we saw at Amwell trying to manage the pandemic is we had a 300% increase in our monthly in just our visit volumes during that time, and a 400% increase from first quarter to second quarter of 2020 from just the number of active providers using the platform. And again, one of the exciting things for us is that 77% of those providers were not ours. They were our clients. They were our health systems providers. And I think that's what we want to, that's our vision, right? Is that, and our mission is to make sure that the care teams have the tools they need to engage with their patients across the continuum of care. And I think a lot of exciting things to come as we move forward, and exciting innovations. And I think a great way to deliver those innovations is working through APIs, especially with the HRs, given that there's so much already there to leverage and can help accelerate adoption of these innovations.
If you're interested in collaborating with Cerner and our Open Code program, consider attending our Code Learning Lab, November 12th and 13th. Our two-day virtual event will give you the tools to develop pluggable content that have the capacity to work with Cerner's open solution platforms. Already have a viable product and ready to work with us? Visit code.cerner.com and submit your app today.